everybody. Thanks for listening to On the Podcast, short episode format podcast to give you something to do while you kill time doing your business on the pod. Or maybe you're headed to a blind date.
I don't think I've ever been... I mean, like, app date, but not, like, blind not date.
Yeah, like, where you don't know what they look like.
Yeah.
Well, let's pretend like it happened. And you're sitting there waiting to figure out if you're going to be stood up or not. Put on an episode of our podcast and learn something and become more attractive while you wait. I'm Liz.
And I'm Katie. Hey, Liz.
Hey, Katie.
What are we talking about today?
Katie, we are on our second episode of The Rundown.
Woo!
So we have a special guest here.
Yeah.
Hey, special guest.
Hey, guys.
What are we talking about today? Wait, who are you?
Yeah, let's never introduce ourselves.
Yeah, you guys have to guess by the end. I'm Dr. Maggie Spresser. I own Flourish and Glow, which is a wellness and acupuncture clinic, and I'm here today to talk to you guys about coffee enemas.
Oh,
I'm puckered just waiting.
Have you guys ever done a coffee enema?
Besides being a baby, I don't think I've ever had like enema.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, besides being a baby, you had a coffee enema?
Katie, a child? Coffee enema when I was a baby. I had constipation issues. It's fine.
So, did the coffee help?
Regular
yeah,
enema.
Yeah, which end?
No, I didn't even know this was a thing.
Oh, it's a thing?
No. Oh. Did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, all right. I'm out of the loop.
Well, let me inform you. So, coffee enemas kind of came on the scene in the 50s. There was a German physician named Max Gerson who developed coffee enemas in conjunction. You do know about Gerson?
No, I know a few Gersons.
Oh, you
in
know
real
a few
life.
Gersons.
Not that oh. Gerson.
Well, maybe descendants of.
Probably.
And he developed a protocol for coffee enemas in conjunction with other holistic therapies to treat cancer.
Oh.
So,
is now
a good time to say this is not medical advice. This is educational purposes only.
Nothing on this podcast is any sort of advice at all.
Insert legalese here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I won't go down the cancer rabbit hole, but today a lot of wellness influencers and people in the holistic healing space do coffee enemas for all of the other benefits that they bring to you. So, I'll give you guys the rundown okay, on yeah. why you might want to do a coffee
oh boy,
enema.
No yeah. pun intended.
The rundown. So, basically coffee enemas or any type of enema clear out your colon. Uh-huh. Right? So it's clearing out anything like if you've been constipated or things are a little slow. There are also what's called a mucoid plaque in your intestines mm-hmm. where it's almost like a buildup that kind of happens in between the little cilia in your intestines. So it kind of flushes all of that out. Mm. But the benefit of doing coffee versus water is it actually works on your liver.
Oh.
So, yeah. So get this. So coffee, so the caffeine in coffee and then also the chemical components of coffee, when held in the colon, help open the bile duct, which connects the colon to the liver.
Is it like the caffeine that's doing that or how is it different?
It's the bean.
Yes. So, well, kind of. So oh, when you brew coffee beans or ground coffee, there's a chemical component in it that helps increase glutathione, which is like the antioxidant in your liver. So helps you after a night of drinking, helps you kind of break down pharmaceuticals or anything that's, you know, going through your liver. Your liver is also important because your thyroid hormone is broken down in the liver. So people with like hypothyroid issues, coffee enemas can be helpful for. Hormonal issues like estrogen and progesterone imbalances because your liver breaks down hormones and then pushes those excess hormones into your colon to be excreted. So the coffee actually opens the bile duct. And if you start doing coffee enemas, lots of times people will pass like gallstones and different things.
Oh, God, I needed to know this 4 years
yes,
ago.
You did.
Did you get your gallbladder taken yes. out? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So
we're drinking coffee right now.
Yes.
Is that going to help our liver? We're putting it through
not.
Our mouths. Okay.
No.
Mouth is not the best way to go.
The other hole. All right.
Because it's going to go up through your intestines, hit that bile duct, and open the bile duct so that your liver can produce more of this glutathione, and then things can pass from your gallbladder. So I actually do know people that were supposed to get their gallbladders out, that they had stones, did coffee enemas, and it helps flush out stones and improve your bile flow.
Oof. Man, I'm so upset right now. Wouldn't have this weird scar on my stomach. That was a cheat. Why don't people know about this? Why isn't this a thing?
They will.
Well, yeah.
Because they listen to our podcast.
There's going to be a drastic decrease in gallbladder removal after this episode.
It's time to get into the gallbladder removal business.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, this is very interesting.
Yeah.
So, for everybody out there listening, you can't just, get your regular coffee.
Like, do a handstand and then, have a friend.
Right. You're not just going to keister some Folgers, right? This is actually a little bit of a different process.
Yeah.
So for everyone listening who wants to try this, you don't want to use regular coffee. So fun fact, as you guys are drinking your coffee, coffee is one of the most mold-ridden crops in the United States.
Yeah. Like mold?
Yeah. Growing in the beans because they keep them in big containers. Mm, yeah.
Delicious.
Jeez. So mold. But anyway, you want to be using really pure coffee if you're that just going to stick it directly up, because that's going to absorb more.
That's Maxwell
more.
House.
Organic.
It's not Maxwell House.
So there's different brands. There's a brand called Pure Life. Shout out to Pure Life.
Okay, but is this brand just for your butt, or is it for
It's marketed
cup of
for that.
In the morning. Okay.
It's marketed as enema coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's third-party tested, triple filtered, making sure there isn't mold or contaminants in it.
Third-party tested, okay.
The other thing to make sure is that you're not using super hot coffee. This is something that if you Google coffee enemas, you're going to read horror stories on it.
So
nice cold brew.
Pouring coffee in their butt.
A nice nitro cold brew.
Or nitro lukewarm brew. You want it to kind of be body temperature. So when you're prepping this, I always do, 3 cups of coffee, 3 cups of...
You always do this?
Yeah, I do it once a week.
So it's not like a pill.
I'm horrified.
It's a liquid.
It's a liquid. So you're making 3 cups of coffee, doing 3 cups of filtered water with it, putting it in an enema bucket.
And I just realized you thought it was a pill.
Aren't
just boofing.
Pills?
No.
I don't know anything about enemas.
Yeah, so it's a drip.
Whoa.
Why did you think I was talking about getting on my hands?
Well, because I'm assuming people are stupid.
If it was just a pill, you just...
Do the old reach around?
Yeah. You can do it. You can stand right up. You can squat.
Yeah. Okay.
So the best way to do this is to get actually an enema bucket.
Yeah.
Grab your coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang your bucket
next
to the toilet, maybe on your shower rod or a bath towel rod. Lay on the ground. And stick the little end in, and you just kind of slowly let it drain in, because you want to hold it. You want to hold it for about 15 minutes, because that is going to stimulate that bile duct to open and allow blood flow to go through your liver.
Is there a quicker way to do this? What if I don't have time?
No, you got to make time.
That brings me to my next point. This is really good for your nervous system, because your nervous system... Obviously, you want to increase your resiliency to stress.
Uh-huh.
And so if you're laying there for 15 minutes holding the liquid, you're going to inevitably have some cramping. And as you breathe through that, it kind of helps tone your pelvic floor and your nervous system, because you're breathing through something hard.
Actually doesn't sound that hard.
And then you release it after, 10 to 15 minutes.
Mm, sounds pleasant.
We're going to do one live right now.
Yeah.
You hear me screaming in the other room.
On the podcast and you'll see Maggie demonstrating this live.
I know, I've committed.
Okay.
Wow.
So, what do you guys think?
I'm
speechless. I'm all over the place. Were you about to say blown away?
No, I don't know what I was going to say. I Maybe I was.
Oh my god.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So I do this as part of my self-care routine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once a week.
Yeah.
And sure beats a face mask.
And the first couple times I did this, as well as other people I know that do this, you do. You see gallstones, you see interesting things.
I don't
want to
look.
I don't want to look.
You
either.
Don't want to know.
I don't want to see it.
I'm disgusting. I'm like, I want to know everything that's coming out of me. This is like my report card of my internal situation.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Cool.
Okay.
Thanks, Dr. Maggie.
Should we consult a doctor before trying this on our own?
We just did.
Well, I'm the people listening.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I would ask, like, you know, if you have a functional medicine doctor, you can slide into my DMs.
That's not
Maggie
the
Spresser.
Word I think you should use.
But no, I mean, it's good to consult your doctor before doing something like this.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
So what's that inside my body?
That's a lot of coffee. Gallstones. I don't know.
Something's coming out.
You're about
there.
To find out. And a little bit of knowledge.
Highly recommend.
Okay.
Thanks, Maggie.
Yeah.
See you next time.
See ya.
I'm so uncomfortable.